In a meeting yesterday, members of the UN Security Council praised the transitional government's progress so far, but called for more steps to achieve justice in Darfur and throughout Sudan. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda presented a report on Darfur to members of the Security Council via remote. The prosecutor's latest report on Darfur focused on the ongoing trial of Sudanese militia leader Ali Muhammad Ali Abdurrahman, also known as Ali Kosheb, the first trial to address mass killings of civilians by Sudanese armed forces, along with other cases in Sudan. Bensouda noted positive development in the Juba peace agreement signed between transitional authorities and a coalition of armed rebel groups in October. The parties committed to justice for Darfur victims by creating a special court for crimes committed in Darfur, the establishment of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and their full cooperation with the ICC regarding five officials and military leaders charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur.
Indeed, the parties committed to facilitating the appearance of those wanted before the ICC, providing ICC prosecutors and investigators with access to victims, witnesses, and investigation sites, and allowing ICC personnel to freely travel throughout Sudan. The Juba Peace Agreement also states that the parties shall not interfere with ICC investigations and shall ensure the safety of victims and witnesses.
Sudan's transitional government has struck down provisions in its criminal code that previously prevented cooperation with the ICC that would pave the way for the possibility of handing over individuals accused of war crimes in Darfur to the ICC, including former President Omar al-Bashir. Despite repeated commitments to justice and the protection of civilians in Darfur and throughout Sudan, serious abuses against civilians in Darfur have continued, according to Bensouda.
There are repeated allegations of attacks on civilians in Darfur occurring mainly in June and July. These attacks reportedly resulted in significant casualties. Alarmingly, there are continuing reports of sexual and gender-based violence and crimes against children. Attacks such as these must stop, and the protection of civilians must remain a priority.
In 2009 and 2010, the ICC issued two arrest warrants for then-President Bashir for multiple counts of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur between 2003 and 2008. Other arrest warrants were issued for three top political and military officials in Bashir's administration, along with one rebel commander from Darfur. After evading justice for 13 years, Kosheb surrendered himself in June to authorities in the neighboring Central African Republic. He was transferred to The Hague to stand trial for 50 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur between 2003 and 2004. Bashir and two top former officials, Abdurrahman Hussein and Ahmed Haroun, are being held in prison in Khartoum on lesser charges related to corruption and staging a 1998 military coup in Sudan. One rebel leader from Darfur, Abdullah Banda, who has also been indicted by the court, remains at large. In October, Bensouda traveled to Khartoum, where she met with top government officials and civil society to seek cooperation with prosecuting Kosheb and four other suspects. Bensouda says, while in the Sudanese capital, she stressed what she calls the urgent need for her investigators to be granted access to the entire country of Sudan.
I emphasize that time is of the essence as my team strives to meet the various deadlines set by the court's judges in Mr. Abdulrahman's case. I reiterate this call and urge this council to impress upon Sudan the urgent need for my investigators to access its territory and in particular to conduct investigative missions in Darfur without further delay.
The ICC chief says her office submitted a draft memorandum of understanding on modalities of cooperation on Darfur cases to Sudanese authorities shortly after her visit in October and is still waiting for a response from the government.
I take this opportunity to appeal to this council and through you to the authorities of the government of the Sudan to intensify the dialogue with my office in relation to these outstanding warrants. We must ensure, with full respect for the principle of complementarity, that all the ICC suspects are brought to justice through fair, objective, and independent proceedings, either before the court or in the Sudanese court guided by the requirements of the Rome Statute.
Bensouda says the Council can play a decisive role in expediting the process and ensuring Sudan's full and prompt cooperation with the ICC, adding that victims of atrocities in Darfur want to see real progress in the pursuit of justice. Julian Simcock is Deputy Legal Advisor at the U.S. Mission to the United Nations. Simcock agrees that Bashir and other individuals accused of crimes should be brought to justice.
There are few in Sudan who deserve to face justice more than Omar al-Bashir. Although we are encouraged by his recent conviction for financial corruption, we believe more needs to be done to pursue justice and accountability, specifically with regard to his alleged responsibility for acts of genocide committed in Darfur and other atrocities committed throughout the country.
Simcock says the United States supports Sudan's efforts to uphold democratic values, strengthen an independent justice system, and pursue legal reform to ensure equality for all, regardless of gender, religion, or ethnicity. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.